Hello, and I'd like to welcome you to our fifth session on being led by the Spirit.
Hello, abdi mapak saderek dina sesi kalima ngeunaan dipimpin ku Roh Allah.
In this lesson, we're going to talk about pitfalls or dangers when you're seeking guidance from God.
Pengajaran ieu urang bakal nyarios ngeunaan jiret atawa bahaya waktu urang neangan pamimpin ti Gusti.
These are just some practical bits of wisdom that'll help you make wise decisions and not be deceived.
Ieu saukur sababaraha hikmah taktis anu nulungan urang pikeun nyieun kaputusan wijaksana.
If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open to Acts chapter 27.
Pamasa derek nyenak Alkitab abdi bagja upamasa derek muka kisah Rasul 27.
And while you're turning there, let me make a statement to you.
Pamasa derek muka abdi badeng amida melhiji pernyataan.
Be careful not to make your decisions based on outward appearances or popular opinion.
Sing hati-hati supaya nyen keputusan dumasar karena nuka ciri di luar atau opini populer.
Both can be wrong. Popular opinion can be wrong, and outward appearances can be wrong.
Karena bisa salah, opini populer bisa salah, jeung nu kaciri di luar oge bisa salah.
We're going to read a story in Acts 27 that shows us that truth quite well.
Urang maca Rasul-rasul 27 anu nunjukeun yen bebeneran teh cukup hade.
We're going to begin in verse 9 and read through verse 15.
Itian ayat 8 dimaca nepi ka ayat 15.
Now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them.
Loba nu kapiceun liwat usum puasa lamun diteruskeun balayar teh loba pikarempanan ku sabab eta ceuk Paulus.
Saying, men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives.
Batur-batur ceuk pangrasa kuring perjalanan teh baris balangsak jeung karugian, lapur barang lapur umur.
Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul.
Tapi opsir mah leuwih percaya ka juru mudi jeung kana kodat batan ti ka Paulus.
And because the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to set sail from there also, if by any means they could reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete opening toward the southwest and northwest, and winter there.
Pelabuhan teh kurang ada dipake pangeureuneun di musim es panumpang oge ka sarea supaya terus sugan nepi ka kota Phoenix. Phoenix teh kota pelabuhan pulau Kreta pangnyanghareupan ka kulon.
When the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete.
Barang datang angin leuleuy kawas anu ngajurung maksud tuluy ngangkat jangkar terus balayar mapai sisi basisir pulau Kreta.
But not long after a tempestuous headwind arose called Eurycladon.
Ari teu lila gelebug teh angin ribut di darat disebutna angin kalerwetan.
So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive.
Kapal teu tahan nada angin ti hareup diubagabig antukna diantep sarea geus pasrah kana kadar.
As the story progresses, we find out that the ship was eventually destroyed.
Cerita ieu diteruskeun urang terang yen akhirna kapal teh kandas.
And they had to swim to shore and found themselves on an island.
Ngojay ka basisir kadampar di jepulo.
Before the storm ever came, Paul said something very interesting.
Datang angin teh neumrag Paulus ngomong hiji kanu matak nari.
He said, I perceive in verse 10 this voyage will end with disaster and much loss.
Perasaan kuring dina ayat 10 perjalanan urang teh bakal balangsak jeung karugian.
I realized that Paul's perception was completely inward.
Jadi sing sadar persepsi Paulus bener-bener tina manahna.
It was something Paul perceived in his spirit.
Yeujihal nu karasa ku Paulus dina rohna.
Everything outward contradicted what Paul sensed in his spirit.
Segala nu di luar papalingpang jeung nu karasa dina rohna.
In fact, there's three things here that contradicted what Paul said he perceived.
Dina ayat di luar nu papalingpang jeung naon anu disaukeun dina rasa keuneunanna.
The experts contradicted him.
Ari papalingpang jeung anjeunna.
The majority contradicted him.
Lobana jelema papalingpang jeung anjeunna.
Even the circumstances contradicted him.
Rangkaian-kaian oge papalingpang jeung anjeunna.
But they were all wrong and Paul was right.
Mun kabeananna oge salah, Paulus anu bener.
Look with me again in verse 11.
Ari dina ayat 11.
It says, nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul.
Teruskeun tapi opsir teu leuwih percaya ka juru mudi jeung nangkoda batang ka Paulus.
The helmsman and the owner of the ship were the experts.
Mudi jeung nangkoda teh pakar-pakar.
They knew all about the sea.
Karena apa seluk-beluk laut.
They knew about the ocean currents.
Arus laut.
They knew about the seasons and the storms that would come.
Di musim jeung angin-angin anu bakal datang.
They knew what the ship could do and what it could not do.
Karena nyaon nu dilakukeun jeung teu meunang dilakukeun di kapal.
They were the experts.
Maranehna teh ahli-ahli.
And the centurion took the word of the experts above what Paul said he perceived in his heart.
Jurata milu kana pandangan para ahli tibatan cares Paulus nu karasa.
In verse 12 it says the majority advised to set sail from there also.
Ayat 12 disaurkeun panumpang-panumpang oge kareareanana satuju terus.
So the majority is all said yes, we need to go.
Di kareareanana ti maranehna ngomong urang perlu indit.
They disagreed with Paul as well.
Manehna teu satuju ka Paulus.
Popular opinion said we need to do it.
Bani populer ngomong urang teu perlu ngalakukeun.
And in verse 13 it says the south wind began to blow softly.
Ayat 13 disaurkeun pareng datangin leuleuy ka was nu ngajurung maksud.
It says they supposed they'd obtained their desire.
Sangkaannya maksud maranehna teh tangtu kahuntal.
Suddenly all of the circumstances seem favorable.
Nadadak situasi katingalan nanguntungkeun.
But the circumstances were wrong as well.
Angin situasi oge salah.
The experts are not always right.
Para ahli teh terus-terusan bener.
The majority is not always right.
Jeurna jalma teh terus bener.
And you can't go by what the circumstances tell you.
Para saderek teu bisa nuturkeun kana naon anu situasi.
Learn to listen to that inward witness of the Spirit.
Diajar ngadangukeun roh di lebet hate.
I know people that have invested huge sums of money.
Kenal jalma-jalma anu geus nginvestasikeun artos anu jumlahna gede.
Into this business or that business.
Bisnis atau bisnis eta.
Because the expert said to do it.
Lantaran para pakar nyarankeun kitu.
The circumstances seem to indicate that it would be a good thing.
Situasi katingalna nuduhkeun yen eta teh hiji hal anu hade.
Many people advised them to do it.
Dari jalma anu nasehatna pikeun dilakukeunana.
And they lost everything they had.
Nana kaleungitan sagala hal anu diboga.
Because God on the inside was saying no.
Antaran Gusti dina hate maraneh nyarita ulah.
But they were looking at all the outward things that were saying yes.
Tapi maraneh ningali kaluar dicarioskeunna.
I have a friend who pastors a large church in this area.
Abdi gaduh rerencangan anu ngagembalakeun hiji gereja ageung.
Their church was growing and they needed a larger building.
Gerejana tumbuh sarta tumbuh manehna merlukeun gedong leuwih gede.
A building suddenly came open.
Gedong adadak ditawarkeun.
The south wind was blowing softly.
Kaler ngahiliwir.
It looked like a good thing.
Tingalna ieu hal anu hade.
The experts said do it.
Ahli nyaroskeun lakukeun eta.
The people said do it.
Jalma-jalma nyaroskeun lakukeun eta.
So he signed some papers to rent out this large building.
Manehna neukeun sababaraha surat pikeun nyewa gedong nu gede.
He didn't take time to look for that inward witness on the inside.
Manehna teu ngaluangkeun waktu pikeun milari kasaksian dina hate.
It turned out to be a nightmare for him.
Eta jadi impian anu goreng eukeurna.
It because of a legal technicality.
Lantaran masalah teknis hukum.
They couldn't use the building.
Manehna teu bisa ngagunakeun gedong eta.
For almost 5 years.
Salama 5 taun.
He had to pay rent on the building.
Manehna kudu mayar sewa gedong.
And they couldn't use it.
Maranehna teu bisa make.
It almost destroyed his church.
Ya hampir ngancurkeun gerejana.
He got sick over it and it put him in the hospital.
Manehna gering lantaran hal eta jeung asup ka rumah sakit.
Because he didn't listen to that inward witness on the inside.
Lantaran manehna teu ngadangu kasaksian dina hate.
Sometimes the south winds can deceive you.
Sakapeung angin kidul tiasa nipu saderek.
And the experts and majority can make mistakes.
Ahli jeung seurna jalma bisa ngalakukeun kasalahan.
I remember one day I was driving my van home. And it seemed on the inside like something was telling me to go home on a different road. I looked around and everything seemed fine. And so I dismissed that inward perception that I had. I was driving up to a traffic signal and it was green. I could pass through.
Dinujunya tir dina hiji lampu lalu lintas lampu hejo abdi tetiasa terus jalan.
As I'm going through the intersection, a woman ran the red light where she was supposed to stop and rammed my van.
Abdi aya di sisi jalan hiji awewe lumpat sawetara lampu beureum di mana kudu manehna eureun terus nabrak mobil bok abdi.
I said in my heart, "Oh God, I should have listened to you. That was you talking to me."
Dina jero ate, "Duh Gusti, sakuduna abdi ngadangu anjeun nyalira anu nyaros."
Another time I was taking out my wife for a meal.
Patunu sajen abdi ngajak pun bojo tuang di luar.
This was actually before we were married though.
Kelaresna satu acara nikah.
And I suddenly had that same feeling on the inside.
Rak abdi ngerasa perasaan anu sarua dina.
That we should go to a different restaurant than the one that we'd planned.
In kuduna abdi angkat ke restoran sajen tibatan di dinya.
But again, I didn't listen to it.
Nging deui abdi teu ngadangu.
We went and had a wonderful meal together.
Angkat kenikmatan imamun.
When I came outside, I looked at my van.
Abdi keluar abdi ninggal dina mobil bokap.
And I thought, I'm sure I didn't park that crooked.
Dina pikir, abdi yakin. Abdi henteu mangkir mobil miring kitu.
And I walked up to it and the whole rear end was crushed.
Mapanya ketan bagian mobil teh hancur.
There was a hill nearby.
Aya hiji pasir caket dirinya.
And there was a large beer truck up on top of the hill.
Hiji truk gede nyandak bir lungsur di luhur pasir.
The man had stepped out of the truck and left the brake off.
Laki eta kaluar tina truk metot remna.
And that truck had rolled backwards down the hill and my van stopped it.
Truk nanti guling ka handap mobil bok abdi anu ngeureunkeunana.
I said again inside, "Oh God, that was you."
Dinyaritan nu hate, "Duh Gusti rupina anjeun ngingetan abdi."
A third time, I had taken my van to a shop to be worked on.
Dukalina abdi nyandak mobil bok ka bengkel pikeun yomean.
And as I'm driving away with a friend, I had that same inward feeling.
Tu abdi naik mobil, abdi ngaros perasaan anu sarua dina hate.
I said, "Stop the car!"
Berhentikan mobilnya.
I got on the telephone.
Abdi telepon.
I called the man at the car garage.
Abdi nelpon hiji lalaki di bengkel.
I said, "Don't touch my van. I'll be there to get it in a moment."
Mobil abdi ulah dipigawe heula abdi bade ka ditu sangeul engalna.
I went and got my van and I left.
Nyanak mobil bok.
You say, "What happened?"
Naon anu kajadian?
Nothing. Praise God. I finally learned to listen on the inside. So many times in our life we base things on outward circumstances and we don't listen and God is speaking to us all the time.
Sering dina hate urang dumasar kana hal situasi di luar, Allah nuju nyarios ka urang sepanjang waktu.
Now, I have something else that I'd like to talk to you about in connection with this. Should I seek an outward sign when determining the will of God for my life? There's a story in Judges chapter 6 that you can look at later, but I'll just relate it to you.
Dicarita dina hakim-hakim pasal genep anu saderek tiasa ningali.
In Judges chapter 6, we have a story about Gideon.
Hakim-hakim genep urang maca hiji carita ngeunaan Gideon.
God had told Gideon, "I'm going to use you to deliver Israel from the Midianites."
Gusti masih anterang ka Gideon, "Kami rek make maneh pikeun ngabebaskeun urang Israel tina cengkraman urang Midian."
He said, "God, if you're really going to use me to save Israel, I want to do something."
Gusti lamun anjeun leres bade ngange abdi pikeun nyelametkeun urang Israel pasihan tanda.
He said, "I want to take a fleece of wool and put it on the threshing floor."
Di bade ngabentangkeun kuntingan bulu domba di tempat pangirikan.
And in the morning, if that fleece is filled with dew and it's all dry on the ground around it, I'll know that it's you talking to me.
Anjing-anjing lamun ngan diluhureun bulu guntingan domba teh aya ibun tapi tanu sakurilingna garing abdi terang ieu anjeun nyarios ka abdi.
In the morning he picked it up and it was full of water. He wrung out a whole bowl of water.
Tuk isuk manehna nyokot guntingan bulu domba sarta bulu domba na baseuh ku manehna diperes cayna meunang sasangkir.
But the ground all around it was dry.
Tanuna sakurilingna garing.
He said, "God, one more test." I'm going to put the fleece out again tonight, but this time I want the ground to be wet and the fleece to be dry.
Daripada nyimpen guntingan bulu domba di luar wengi ieu, nanging hoyong taneuna anu baseuh gunting bulu domba na garing.
And in the morning it was so.
Enjingna kajadian hal eta.
Now, as Christians under the New Testament, should we seek for signs like that?
Kalau urang Kristen dina perjanjian anyar na kudu neangan kana samodal kitu.
Should we do something like put out a fleece?
Nah, kudu ngalakukeun hiji hal saperti nyimpen guntingan bulu domba.
There's some things you need to understand.
Ya, sababaraha nu perlu saderek urang.
First of all, Gideon was not a Christian. He was did not have the life of God in his heart.
Yeun sana seorang Kristen anjeunna teu boga kahirupan Allah dina hatena.
He was not living under the new covenant.
Hirup di handapeun perjanjian anyar.
In fact, he was living in a backslidden generation. Israel had forsaken God and turned to idols. His own father was a worshiper of
Baal.
He was brought up in a house that worshipped idols. He didn't know God. You do. You are born of God. You have the life of God within you. You're under the new covenant and God's Spirit is dwelling in you. You have access to God's Word. If you begin seeking signs or putting out a fleece, you're likely to find yourself in trouble. The only time you find anything similar anywhere in the New Testament is in Acts chapter 1, where the apostles were trying to choose between Justus and Matthias.
Rasul nyobi milih antara Justus jeung Matias.
They said, God, we need someone to replace Judas who's died.
Karena nyarita Gusti abdi meryogikeun saurang pikeun ngaganti Yudas anu tos mau.
So they cast lots and said, God, show us which one.
Dituduhkeun saan ku anjeun dipilih.
They did that in Acts chapter 1.
Dina Kisah Rasul 1.
But in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came.
In Rasul 2, Rasul si sumping.
And came to live within them.
Pintikeun hirup di maranehna.
Never again in the New Testament do we find anyone doing that.
Kajadian deui dina perjanjian anyar urang teu manggihan deui saha oge anu ngalakukeun.
If you begin to pray prayers like this,
mun saderek mimiti ngadoa saperti ieu,
Lord, if you want me to begin to pastor this church, or buy this piece of property, or marry this woman or marry this man, or appoint this person as an elder, Lord, if it's your will that I do this, then let me know by having this or this happen. Let the telephone ring. Let me see a brown dog today. Let so-and-so come by the house to visit me today. And if this thing happens, I'll know it's your will. If you do that, you will end up deceived. What is the inward witness telling you? Do you have peace in your heart? I went to a Christian lady to rent an apartment from her one day. I said, I need a place to stay. Your apartment is perfect and I have the money.
Al diperyogi tempat cicing apartemen ibu sempurna abdi gaduh artos.
She said, let me pray about it and I'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Biasa abdi ngadoakeun sarta abdi baris masian terang dina sababaraha dinten ieu.
She called me in a couple of days and said, no, I cannot rent the apartment. Nina
nelpon ka abdi sababaraha dinten lajeng nyarios moal disewakeun apartemen ka sadaya.
I couldn't understand why.
Abdi teu ngarti kunaon.
But I guess she had a right to. It was her apartment. But a couple of days later, a friend told me what she'd done. She prayed, Lord, if you want me to rent my apartment to this young man, then let my telephone ring 3 times before
2 o'clock.
And if it doesn't ring 3 times before 2 o'clock, I know it's not your will for him to have the apartment. If I would have known she would have been doing that,
anjin kang nyewakeun apartemen ieu,
I would have called her three times myself. That's not a way to pray. The Bible says that we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
Kitab nyaurkeun yen urang gaduh roh suci ngan cik dina diri.
He will lead and guide us into all truth.
Kana bari mimpin sarta ngabimbing urang kana sadaya babeneran.
You're not to be led by outward signs.
Kaderek teu dipimpin ku tanda-tanda luar.
Remember, sometimes the outward signs can deceive you.
Emut kadang-kadang tanda-tanda luar tiasa nipu saderek.
Turn with me to the book of Joshua chapter 9.
Buka bebarengan Yosua 8.
We're going to read several verses in Joshua beginning in verse 3 of Joshua chapter 9.
Mititina ayat 3 Yosua pasal 8.
Joshua chapter 9 in verse 3, it says this. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai,
tapi urang Gibeon dan bangsa Hiwi geus meunang beja tina hal anu dipidamel Yosua di kota Jericho.
They worked craftily and went and pretended to be ambassadors, and they took old sacks on their donkeys, old wineskins torn and mended.
Memutuskan nyasakan Yosua maranena ngamomotan kalde-kalde ku karung heubeul jeung kantong kulit wadah anggur nu geus heubeul.
Old and patched sandals on their feet and old garments on themselves, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy.
Marake pakaian nu geus rarawing sarta ditarumpah butut bekel roti anu geus garing teuas tur geus bulukan.
And they went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now therefore come, make a covenant with us."
Datang ka perkemahan di Gilgal puk maranena akon-akon ka Yosua jeung ka urang Israel. Sim kuring ka tina nagri tebih maksad sumedjang ngajak ngayakeun perjanjian sareng juragan.
Then the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you dwell among us. So how can we make a covenant with you?"
Cik urang Israel nabet kedah aya perjanjian sagala antara kuring sareng anjeun, boah teuing anjeun mah teu di dieu teh caket.
But they said to Joshua, "We are your servants." And Joshua said to them, "Who are you and where do you come from?"
Cik Yosua, sim kuring sumedja turut kumaha juragan. Yosua maksakeun saleresna aranjeun teh saha.
So they said to him, "From a very far country your servants have come because of the name of the Lord your God, for we have heard of his fame and all that he did in Egypt."
Abdi teh kalintang tebihna ti dieu pangnangadeus nguping wartos perkawis pangeran. Alah juragan sim kuring terang anu dipidamel ku anjeunna di Mesir.
Verse 12.
Ayat 12.
"This bread of ours we took hot for our provision from our houses on the day we departed to come to you. But now look, it is dry and moldy."
Mangatingalian roti bekel sim kuring nalika bramios sumejang ngadeus ka juragan eta, haneut keneh ayeuna mangga tingalian parantos garing sareng bulukan.
"And these wineskins which we filled were new, and see they are torn. And our garments and our sandals have become old because of the very long journey."
Ye wadah anggur parantos ngawitan deuseun kunu alanyar keneh. Nanging tingali parantos bareda. Pakaian tarumpah dugi ka barutut bawaning ku tebih.
"Then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord."
Tob eta bebekelan ku urang Israel ditampanan teu naros heula perkara eta ka pangeran.
Now the story goes on. They went ahead and made that covenant with these people.
Ayeuna caritana maranena terus bae. Sarta nyieun perjanjian jeung jalma ieu.
And then a few days later they found out that they lived right next to them.
Para dinten salajengna maranehna mendakan ka urang-urang Gibeon cicingna caket maranehna.
They had been deceived.
Maranehna geus katipu.
Been deceived because of outward appearances.
Tipu lantaran penampilan luar.
Joshua did not ask counsel of the Lord.
Dua teu nyuhunkeun nasihat Gusti.
But he made his decision based completely on outward evidence.
Nganjeuna nyieun kaputusan dumasar kana bukti luar sapinuhna.
Things and people are not always what they appear to be.
Barang-barang sarta jalma teu saperti naon anu katempo.
They can fool you.
Renena bisa ngabobol saderek.
Learn to be sensitive to the witness of the Spirit in your heart.
Sing peka kana kasaksian roh dina hate saderek.
The Bible says that Satan is the god of this world.
Dina Alkitab ayayin setan teh ilah dunia ieu.
He can make certain things happen.
Dina bisa nyeun hal-hal anu tangtu kajadian.
And if you go strictly by outward things, he may deceive you.
Sarta mun saderek ngeningal kana hal anu katempo di luar eta panginten nipu saderek.
These people had lied to Joshua.
Jalma-jalma ieu geus ngabohong ka Yosua.
But the evidence was so convincing.
Namun buktina sakitu ngayakinkeun.
You need to ask counsel of God.
Saderek perlu nyungkeun nasihat Allah.
Now I'm not saying you should be suspicious of everything and everyone. But rather be sensitive. If something doesn't seem right, take time to wait on God. He wants to guide you. And sometimes it may seem like what God is telling you in your heart.
Kadang-kadang ieu katingalna saperti Allah nu jumasian terang ka saderek.
Goes against everything you see with your eyes. Atuh
tongong ngejeung sagala hal anu ku saderek katingali.
You better learn to listen to your heart, friend.
Teu hade saderek diajar ngadangukeun hate saderek.
God leads us through our hearts.
Gusti nuju mimpin urang ngaliwatan hate urang.
I would like to move on and give some practical words about another thing.
Abdi baris ngalajengkeun sarta masihan sababaraha pesan praktis.
I'd like to talk to you about personal prophecy.
Senang nyarios ka saderek ngeunaan nubuat pribadi.
What I mean by that is this.
Maksud abdi ngeunaan ieu teh.
Someone comes up to you and says, "I have a word for you from the Lord."
Dalam saurang nepungan saderek sarta nyarios abdi gaduh pesan ti Gusti.
And this is what the Lord is telling me to tell you. Someone says, "Thus saith the Lord, you are supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that." Someone might ask me, "Do you believe in personal prophecy or do you believe in prophecy at all?" Yes, I believe in prophecy. Prophecy, the gift of prophecy operates in our church.
Buat karunia nubuat operasi di gereja abi.
Occasionally people prophesy in our church services.
Kadang-kadang jalma-jalma menduatkeun dina kebaktian.
I prophesy myself sometimes.
Abdi ngadubuatkeun diri abi kadang-kadang.
It happens fairly regularly, but not all the time.
Kejadian hampir secara teratur, tapi terus-terusan.
But there are several important things to realize in regards to prophecy.
Aya sababaraha hal penting anu ku urang kudu sadar patali jeung nubuat.
First of all, prophecy that is truly from the Spirit of God will never contradict the written word of God. Secondly, the New Testament gift of prophecy is not for guidance. The New Testament does not teach us to be led or guided through prophecy.
Janjian anyar tengajarkan ka urang pikeun dipimpin atau dibimbing ngaliwatan nubuatan.
Now look with me in the Word of God and I will show you what I'm trying to convey.
Ngali sesarengan dina pangandika Gusti sarta abdi baris nuduhkeun.
Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 if you would.
Ngali sesarengan hiji Korintus 12 upami sadaya kersa.
We're going to read several verses here about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Baris maca sabaraha ayat di dieu ngeunaan karunia Roh Suci.
1 Corinthians 12 beginning in verse 7.
Di Korintus 12 memiti ayat 7.
It says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all."
Jalma anu meunang anugerah rohani kudu ngagunakeun eta keur kapentingan manusia.
"For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit."
Babaya anu ku roh dipaparin anugerah catur wijaksana jeung catur ilmu.
"To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit."
Aroh eta kene aya anu dipaparin anugrah iman aya anu bisa nyageurkeun.
"To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues."
Aya anu dipaparin anugrah bisa nyieun luar biasa ngawejang dawuhan Allah ngabedakeun roh bisa basa roh nafsirkeunana.
"But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills."
Anugrah kabeoge dipaparin jeung padamelan roh eta keneh anu di tiap-tiap jalma beda-beda nurutkeun kumaha kersana.
Now here we have listed 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Jadi urang geus ngadaptarkeun 8 karunia Roh Suci.
Just for the purpose of study, they can be divided into 3 different categories.
Dan tujuan diajar bisa dibagi kana 5 kategori.
First, there are 3 power gifts or gifts that do something.
Nu katilu karunia kawasa atawa karunia ngalakukeun hiji hal.
The working of miracles.
Hijat.
gifts of healings,
ngawaraskeun,
and the gift of faith.
Karta iman.
Or as one translation says, special faith.
Seperti hiji terjemahan disaukeun iman anu khusus.
Then there are three revelation gifts. Gifts that reveal something. There is the word of wisdom,
ilmu,
the word of knowledge,
roh,
and the discerning of spirits.
Karunia,
and then there are three vocal gifts, gifts that say something.
Hal.
Tongues,
karunia basaro,
interpretation of tongues,
basaro,
and the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is when someone is speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. What is the purpose of prophecy in the New Testament? Let's let the Bible answer that question for us. 1 Corinthians chapter
14.
We're going to begin in verse 1.
It
says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
Sebab eta kanyaha teh udagan utama, tapi anugerah rohani pangna pangawejang dawuhan Allah.
For he who speaks in the tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
Anu ngomong ku basa roh ngomongna teh ka Allah, anu diomongkeunna teh masih kana Rusia.
But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Beda jeung
dawuhan Allah ditujukeun ka jelema geusan ngabangun iman, negerkeun jeung ngalipur.
And notice it says that the one that prophesies speaks edification, exhortation and comfort to men.
Katikap ieu ngawejangna dawuhan Allah ditujukeun ka jelema ngabangun iman, negerkeun jeung ngarepanglipur.
Guidance is not mentioned.
Bimbingan itu disebutkan.
Edification means to build up.
Ngawangun artinya ngagugahkan.
Exhortation means to call near to God.
Merenasehat artinya supaya ngaraketkan ka Allah.
And I think we all understand what comfort is about.
Kiran abdi urang sadaya terang naon panglipur teh.
Look in verse 4 with me.
Ngali dina ayat 4 sasarengan.
He who speaks in the tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
Anu ngomong ku basa roh mangpaatna hanya keur sorangan, anu ngawejangkeun dawuhan Allah mangpaatna ngawangun jamaah.
Says he edifies the church, not guides the church.
Daurkeun manehna ngawangun jamaah sanes mingpin jamaah.
Look in verse 5 with me.
Ngali ayat 5.
I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he that speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification.
Sim kuring atau upama aranjen bisa basaro, tapi leuwih atau upama aranjen bisa ngawejang dawuhan Allah, ieu leuwih penting tibatan ngomong ku basaro kajaba upama kujuru salina.
Notice that the church might receive edification, not that the church might receive guidance.
Perhatikan yang gereja digugahkan lain dipimpin.
The New Testament gift of prophecy speaks to men to edification, exhortation, and comfort.
Karunia nubuatan perjanjian anyar nyarios ke manusia ngawangun negerken sarta ngalipur.
We are not to be guided by prophecy.
Kurang teripimpin ku nubuat.
If someone came to me and said, Pastor, I have a word from the Lord for you.
Daurang nepungan abdi sang nyarios. Pendeta abdi gaduh pesan ti Gusti pikeun bapa.
They said your church is supposed to buy this piece of property over here and you're supposed to build a building there.
Omongna gereja bapa kudu meser tanah di belah ditu sarta kudu ngawangun hiji gedong.
Would I do?
Abdi kudu ngalakukeun?
Absolutely not.
Pasti teu.
Not unless it was something that God had already told me.
Daya jalan ku Allah dipasihan terang pikeun abdi.
I have a relationship with God.
Abdi boga hiji hubungan sareng Allah.
God can speak to me.
Allah tiasa nyeros ka abdi.
I'm responsible for the decisions
I make. Abdi tanggung jawab pikeun kaputusan-kaputusan nu dijieun ku abdi.
God doesn't have to necessarily tell me what to do through someone
else. Allah teu perlu masihan terang ka abdi. Anu kedah dilakukan ngayotan jalmi.
Now that person may confirm something that God's already spoken to my heart.
Jalma eta mereneguhkeun hiji hal anu.
But if I don't already know in my heart what they're saying, I'm not going to do it.
Lamun abdi kacan terang dina hate, naon anu kumanehna diucapkeun moal dilakukeun.
I had a man come to me one day and he said, Pastor.
Jila lakina pangan abdi sarta nyarita pendeta.
He said, I was in a meeting and someone prophesied to me.
Dina persekutuan jeung saurang anu ngaluatkeun abdi.
They said, I'm supposed to go to Africa. What do you think, Pastor?
Abdi kedah angkat ka Afrika, kumaha pamendak pa pendeta?
I said, well, if you go to Africa, you better take the person who prophesied with you. Otherwise, you won't know what to do when you get there. And you won't know when it's time to come home. If God hasn't already told you, forget it. Now see, the Holy Spirit may confirm some things that God's already said to your heart. Sometimes the Holy Spirit may even reveal something that's going to happen in the future. But you must have your own relationship with God.
Nah, hubungan pribadi sareng Gusti.
You must make your decisions based on what the Holy Spirit is telling you.
Kadarek anda mengambil keputusan dumasar karena naon nu ku Roh Suci disaurkeun.
I have seen situations where some people have dominated the lives of other people through what they called prophecy.
Abdi geus ningali situasi sababaraha jalmi nu ngawasaan hirup jalmi sajen ngaliwatan disebut nubuat.
If you didn't do what they wanted you to do, they would prophesy some horrible thing was going to happen. Namun
sadarek teu ngalakukeun anu dipiwarangku manehna, pasti manehna nyieun nubuatan nu pikasieuneun kanggo sadarek.
And they just rule people's lives and make them afraid.
Manehna ngan marentah kahirupan jalma-jalma nyababkeun manehna kasieunan.
I had a man one day that he told me I had to give him some money.
Dipenak sareng lalaki yen abdi kedah masian artos.
I said I'm not going to do it.
Nyarita abdi moal masian.
He stood back and he said this.
Maneh ngadeg sarta nyarios.
He pointed his finger and said, "Don't make me prophesy to you."
Nunjuk ulah nyeun abdi ngan buat maneh.
That's just craziness.
Kita gelo.
I didn't pay any attention to him at all.
Abdi teu memperhatikeun manehna.
I've seen people prophesy to others that I prophesy the Lord's telling you to give me your car.
Jalma ngan buatkeun kana sajen abdi oge ngan buatkeun supaya manehna mikeun mobil ka abdi.
Or thus saith the Lord, you need to let me live in your house.
Atawa manehna kudu ngantepkeun abdi cicing di imahna.
Or thus saith the Lord, you need to give me so much money.
Atawa maneh perlu masihan abdi artos seueur.
God is not going to work that way.
Gusti moal ngadamel seperti itu.
And yet I've known people that have been in such bondage to these things.
Abdi tos kenal ka jalma anu kaiket ku hal eta.
I've known people that would never do anything.
Kenal jalma anu teu ngalakukeun naon bae.
Except they first called their prophet on the phone to get a word from the Lord.
Iwan nelepon nabina pikeun meunang pesen ti Gusti.
And that person seemed to always have a word for them.
Maeta katingal boga hiji pesen keur manehna.
He absolutely dominated and manipulated their lives.
Pasti manehna ngawasaan sarta manipulasi. Nah, Allah teu kitu.
Prophecy is to edify, exhort and comfort the church.
Buat nyaeta pikeun ngawangun negerkeun sarta ngahibur.
And what a blessing it is when it's used correctly.
Pasti jadi berkat lamunna digunakeun secara bener.
Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please.
Punten, tingali sareng abdi hiji Tesalonika 5.
We're going to be reading several verses in 1 Thessalonians.
Rang baris maca sababaraha ayat dina hiji Tesalonika.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 beginning in verse 19.
Hiji Tesalonika 5 mimiti ayat 18.
It says, "Do not quench the spirit."
Oma ulah mareuman roh.
Do not despise prophecies.
Pangabaikeun ucapan-ucapan kanabian.
Test all things, hold fast what is good.
Sagala rupa kudu diuji anu hade cekal.
We need to welcome the move of the Holy Spirit in our churches.
Rang perlu mapa gerakan Roh Suci di gereja.
We should not despise prophecy.
Urang kuduna teu nganggap remeh nubuatan.
And we must realize that sometimes the Holy Spirit may even reveal future events.
Sadar yen kadang-kadang Roh Suci nganyatakeun kajadianana anu rek datang.
But the Bible says to test all things.
Namun Alkitab nyaurkeun pikeun nguji hiji hal.
Prophecy can be judged.
Nubuatan tiasa dinilai.
And if you ever find a man or a woman that says, "Don't judge my prophecy."
Namun sadarek patepang sareng awewe atawa lalaki anu nyarios ulah dipeunteun nubuatan abdi.
Something is wrong.
Aya anu salah.
Regardless of who the human being is.
Kemandang sah manusana.
They can make a mistake.
Manehna bisa ngalakukeun kesalahan.
The Bible says test all things.
Alkitab nyaurkeun uji sagala hal.
We can test them against the word of God.
Urang tiasa nguji nubuatan aku pangandika Gusti.
We can judge them by the inward witness of the Spirit in our hearts.
Urang tiasa nganilai maranehna ku kasaksian-kasaksian roh dina hate urang.
If it's from God, embrace it.
Lamun ieu asalna ti Allah, cekel.
But don't fall into the trap.
Tapi ulah tigebrus kana jirat.
Of letting someone guide your life through personal prophecy.
Awangantep saurang mimpin hirup urang ngaliwatan nubuatan pribadi.
I'd like to share just a few more words of practical advice with you.
Yoyo ngabagikeun sakur nasihat praktis.
We find in the New Testament God guiding people through several different means.
Ngingkeunana dina perjanjian anyar Gusti nuju mimpin jalma ngalangkungan alat nu beda.
At times people were guided through dreams.
Kakapeung jalma dipimpin ngaliwatan impenan.
Sometimes through a vision.
Kakapeung ngaliwatan visi.
Even by hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to them.
Ngadangukeun Roh Suci nyarios ka manehna.
By that I mean more than an inward impression.
Langkungan eta abdi langkung ti hiji kesan.
Actually hearing words the Holy Spirit is speaking.
Kaleresna ngadengikeun kecap Roh Suci.
Joseph, the husband of Mary, was led by God in dreams.
Yusuf salaki Maria dipimpin Gusti ngaliwatan ngimpena.
You find that in Matthew chapter 2.
Kaderek baris menang eta di Matius pasal 2.
He was warned in a dream to go into Egypt.
Menena diingatkan dina impian pikeun ke Mesir.
God told him in a dream when to come back.
Pikeun mulihna Gusti masihan terang dina impian.
Both Peter and Paul were led by God through visions.
Petrus oge Paulus dipimpin ku Allah ngalangkungan visi.
In Acts chapter 10, Peter was led in a vision to go preach to the household of Cornelius.
Dina Kisah Rasul 10, Petrus dipimpin ku visi pikeun khotbah di keluarga Cornelius.
In Acts chapter 16, Paul had a vision that led him to Macedonia.
Dina Rasul-Rasul pasal 16, Paulus gaduh visi anu mimpin ka Makedonia.
In Acts chapter 8, Philip heard the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Kisah Rasul 8, Filipus ngadangu Roh Suci.
The Spirit said, "Go, overtake this chariot."
Roh ngadawu angkat kedinya deketan kereta eta.
And he was led to speak to the Ethiopian eunuch.
Manena dipimpin pikeun nyarios ka sida-sida Ethiopia.
Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes that he would speak to us.
Yesus nyariosen waktu Roh Suci datang ka urang, mantenna baris nyarios.
God may lead you through any of these methods anytime he chooses.
Jadi Gusti mimpin saderek ngaliwatan cara ieu irah mantenna hoyong.
If he does, that is wonderful.
Mantenna ngalakukeun ieu luar biasa.
But don't begin seeking to be led those ways.
Tapi ulah mimiti usaha dipimpin ku cara-cara eta.
Don't seek to have a vision.
Urang usaha pikeun meunangkeun hiji visi.
Or to get a dream in the night.
Atawa kenging hiji impenan.
Or to hear an audible voice.
Atawa ngadangu sora.
Now God may choose to lead you through that method.
Gusti milih pikeun mimpin saderek ngaliwatan cara.
But the Bible does not tell you to seek to hear voices or to seek to have visions.
Alkitab teu miwarang saderek pikeun neangan atawa ngadangu sora.
If you do that, you may end up getting deceived.
Lamun saderek ngalakukeun akhirna saderek katipu.
I had a young man call me recently.
Aya saurang budak murah nelepon ka abdi.
He said I need help.
Abdi perlu pitulung.
He said I'm tormented day and night.
Abdi kasiksa siang wengi.
He said I began seeking to hear a voice.
Abdi mimiti usaha ngadangu sora.
He was not content with just reading his Bible.
Manehna teu sugema saukur maca Alkitab.
And with God leading him in his spirit.
Sarta ku Gusti nu mimpin dina rohna.
He began to pray, "I want to hear an audible voice."
Manehna ngadoa abdi bade ngadangu sora.
Now God may speak to you in a way that it seems audible
Gusti
to you.
Nyarios dina hiji cara anu saderek bisa ngadangu.
But it's not promised that you're going to be led that way all the time.
Tapi teu dijanjikeun yen saderek pasti dipimpin ku cara eta.
Suddenly the young man began hearing voices.
Sadak budak ngora teh ngadangu sora.
And he started to follow them.
Manena mimiti nuturkeunana.
And when he called me, he said, "This has been going on for years now."
Manena nelpon ka abdi tos lumangsung mang taun-taun nepi ka ayeuna.
He said, "I hear voices all day long and all night long."
Abdi ngadangu sora panjang siang wengi.
They torment me and they laugh at me.
Manena nyiksa sarta nyengsirikeun ka abdi.
It was demons.
Eta teh roh jahat.
We took authority over him and I prayed with him.
Sarta urang nyandak otoritas abdi ngadoakeun.
We cast out the devil.
Abdi ngusir setan eta.
Now see, you always have the Word of God to go to.
Jadi tingali saderek gaduh pangandika Gusti pikeun dituturkeun.
You always have the abiding presence of His Spirit.
Saderek kaiket kusumpingna rohna.
God will always lead you through peace in your heart.
Gusti teras saderek mimiti teu tentrem dina hate saderek.
Look to those things.
Tingali hal-hal eta.
If God chooses to lead you through something spectacular, that's fine.
Amun Gusti milih pikeun mimpin saderek ngaliwatan anu spektakuler.
I've had all of those things happen in my life.
Abdi ngalaman hal-hal eta kajadian dina hirup abdi.
I've been led through dreams several times.
Abdi geus dipimpin ngaliwatan impenan sabaraha kali.
I've had a vision a number of times in the last 20 years.
Abdi kenging visi sabaraha kali dina 20 taun nepi ka ayeuna.
Now that didn't happen many times, just a very few.
Tah eta ceureumen kajadian ngan sabaraha kali bae.
There have been times when I heard what seemed to me an audible voice.
Aya waktuna abdi ngadangu naon anu pikeun abdi hiji sora anu jelas.
And I knew it was God speaking.
Terang eta teh Gusti anu nuju nyarios.
And the fruit that it produced proved that it was.
Karta buah anu dihasilkeun ngabuktikeun eta leres.
But I have never sought any of those things.
Abdi teu pernah milarian hiji oge tina hal.
Again, if you have a dream or a vision or a revelation,
lamun sadere keng impian visi atau wahyu,
or if you hear a voice,
lamun sadere ngadangu hiji sora,
it will never contradict the written word of God.
Ieu teu patukang tongong jeung pangandika Allah nu ditutup.
I had a young man come to me one day.
Aya nonoman nu nepungan abdi.
He said, "Pastor, I've had this vision and I have a revelation from God."
Abdi keng visi sarta keng hiji wahyu ti Allah.
He said, "I want to share it with you. Tell me what you think."
Abdi hoyong ngabagikeunana ka bapak.
He shared it with me and it was totally unscriptural. It was against what God's word taught. I said, "Your revelation is not from God because it's against the Bible." He said, "I don't care what the Bible says." He said, "I've been to 3 other pastors and they told me the same thing you said." He said, "But I know my revelation is from God." You cannot help someone like that. God will not lead you contrary to the word of God. Pastors and leaders in the church, listen carefully.
Paneta-paneta sareng para pamimpin gereja dangukeun abdi.
Develop a close and intimate relationship with the Lord.
Beberkeun hiji hubungan anu raket sarta intim sareng Gusti.
Learn to recognize the Holy Spirit.
Diajar pikeun wanoh ka Roh Suci.
Learn to listen and sense His inward impressions.
Diajar pikeun ngadangu sarta ngarasakeun kesan-kesanna dina hate.
Know the Word of God.
Masih ngarti pangandika Gusti.
Don't be afraid of spectacular guidance.
Lasian kana bimbingan spektakuler.
And don't despise prophecy.
Karta ulah ngabaikeun nubuatan-nubuatan.
But realize that things must be judged.
Masing sadar yen hal-hal eta kudu diuji.
I pray that God blesses you in your ministry.
Ngadoa supaya Gusti ngaberkahan saderek dina pelayanan.
As you endeavor to follow His leading in all that you do.
Sawatara saderek usaha nuturkeun pimpinan dina sadaya nu ku saderek dilakukeun.
I would like to pray for you right now.
Ngadoakeun saderek ayeuna.
Open your heart to the Lord as I pray.
Sadar saderek ka Gusti sawatara abdi ngadoa.
Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name.
Raman di sawarga di lebet nama Yesus.
I pray for every person listening to my voice now. God, I pray that a great hunger for the Word of God would be developed in them. Speak to their hearts through your Word. Help them to become sensitive to your Holy Spirit. May they be guided for their ministries. And for their families,
keluargana,
in their everyday lives,
hidup sadiditna.
Lord, I pray that Your will would be completed in their lives.
Ngadoa supaya pangersaan jin baris ngalaksanakeun dina hirupna.
May their ministries not be carried out in the power of the flesh.
Pelayananana teu dilakukeun dina kawasa kadagingan.
But by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Namun nu kawasa sarta pimpinan Roh Suci.
Friend, spend time with God.
Kaderek, ayakeun waktu sareng Allah.
Get to know your Redeemer.
Masing wanoh ka penembus saderek.
He will lead you and guide you in Jesus' name.
Antunna ngabingbing saderek di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.